praise the Lord. It's another time that God has made, and glory gets back to Him, for this is a wonderful moment that He has given us to testify His goodness. I want to welcome everyone from the tough moments that we have come through as the church, praise the Lord, as the bride of Jesus Christ. It has not been easy, the loss of our dear, lovely brother, but we give glory to God. Praise Jesus. So I'm going to read from a portion of scriptures, but let's just bow down our heads as we have a word of prayer. Our lovely, gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we approach your throne of mercy, knowing that you are God. Father, I thank you, Jesus Christ, for there is none like you. Father, may bless the word that I'm going to read, and Father, bless the hearers of the word, and Father, let the glory be back to thee, Lord Jesus Christ, and Father, comfort the broken-hearted Jesus Christ, and Father, as we speak of that great city, Lord God, that Father, this world is going to pass away soon, but we seek for the new Jerusalem, Lord God, that city that shall never pass away, Lord Jesus Christ, that there will be no sorrows, no pain, no tears, Lord God, but there will be peace, internal peace, Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, I thank you. May bless the hearers of the word. And Father, may this word be, Lord, a comfort, Lord Jesus Christ, because your word alone can comfort us. We cannot find comfort anywhere else but in your word alone. Father, Lord, the Bible says that, Lord God, let every man's word be alive, but yours alone the truth. Father, may your word come through in our lives. So, Father, I pray and believe in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to read from a portion of scriptures. I'm going to read from Hebrews 13:10-14. The Bible says, we have an altar after whereof they have no right to eat which serve the tabernacle, for bodies of those beasts whose blood is brought into the sanctuary by the high priest for sin and burnt a burnt without the camp. Wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate. Let us go forth therefore unto him without the camp, bearing his reproach, for here have we no contending city, but we seek one to come. But by him therefore let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. But to do good and do communicate, forget not, for with such sacrifice God is well pleased. Praise the Lord. Then I'm going to read from the book of Hebrews 11:8-10. The Bible says, by faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out not knowing whether he went. By faith he sojourned in the land of promise as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Praise Jesus Christ. Then I'm going to read from the book of John 14:1-4. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. Praise the Lord. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whether I go, ye know, and they where ye know. Praise Jesus Christ. Then lastly, I'm going to read from the book of Revelation 21:1-7, where the Bible says that, I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the earth and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God, praise Jesus, out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. and God shall wipe away all tears, praise the Lord, hallelujah, from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, excuse me, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. What a lovely God we serve. It's so wonderful to serve him. For my title is that here we have no continuing city, but we seek one to come. Praise Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We find that all the things of this world will pass away, but the word of God alone shall never pass away. For we know that here we have no continuing city, but we seek one to come. Praise Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Full of peace, joy, happiness. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, we are pilgrims and strangers to this world, and there is no place like home. Praise Jesus Christ. There is a story told, praise the Lord, of a man who had great big muscles and huge and long, praise Jesus Christ. This man was called Goliath, praise the Lord. But one day this man, people thought maybe he could live for years because he was huge. No one could kill him, but one day this man was beat and killed to death, praise Jesus Christ. Why? Because here we have no continuing city, but we are seeking for one to come, praise Jesus Christ. And there was once a city, this city of Jericho. It had big walls round about it, and no one could shake it, praise Jesus Christ. No one could throw it down, praise Jesus. People thought it would exist for years, but one day this city was put down, praise Jesus Christ. Why? Because here we have no continuing city, but we are seeking one to come, praise Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You've heard of people, praise the Lord, great men lived years ago. People thought they would live forever, but they are no more, praise Jesus Christ. They are no more today. Why? Because there is no continuing city here, but we seek one to come, praise Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You've heard of the queen, Queen Elizabeth. She had all the money. She could buy life if it meant life to be bought, praise Jesus Christ. She could do all that she could because she had all the riches. But here we have no continuing city, but we seek one to come, praise Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. There are people who lived, hallelujah, back there 20 years back, but today they are no more. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We know that when that city comes, there will be no sickness, no pain, no death, no sorrows. As the Bible says, that new Jerusalem, praise the Lord, comes down from heaven. Hallelujah. It is the city that we seek for. Praise Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. If you read from the quote, the world is falling apart. Praise the Lord. Everything is failing. Finances are failing. Everything is coming to an end. And the scriptures say that when you see those things, look up, for your redemption draweth nigh. God gave Brother Branham an experience when he went beyond the curtain of time. He said, wow, this is reality. This is just not a cloud. Praise Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. It was more than real to him. Praise Jesus Christ. And my prayer is that we may receive the reality of this, praise the Lord, unmovable kingdom of God. Praise the Lord. Because today, most young people want reality. Young people actually believe on reality. And once more, God will shake this earth. Brother, praise the Lord. He's going to shake this world, both the heaven and the earth. And there is only one thing that will stand, praise the Lord. That is the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. The word of God. We have heard of shakings, of the earthquakes, praise the Lord. But there is coming a more greater shaking, praise the Lord. We will find out today that heavenly Jerusalem, praise Jesus, will not be shaken, but it will endure forever. Now God has to shake and destroy this sinful world. This is to encourage us, praise Jesus Christ, because we are not going to live in this sinful world. There is so many things happening, but we should know in our mind that if these things do not come, then the new Jerusalem cannot come either. Praise the Lord. So this is the preparation of the new things to come, which pertain to us, the bride of Christ. Praise Jesus Christ. In your time, you will read Revelation 21, 1 onwards. Praise the Lord. How the Bible talks about that new Jerusalem, the streets of God. Praise the Lord. How it is so nice. When we get to that future home, you find that it will be one great eternity without a time element in it. You remember that heaven and earth will pass away, but there is another city that will never pass away. And we find out that we are children of that city. And that's the reason we are pilgrims and strangers to this world. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It takes 3 steps to get into that city. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. First, justification, sanctification. Praise the Lord. By the baptism, by the blood of Jesus Christ. And then now baptism of fire. Praise Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Which the earth also has to go through, which is the sanctification, justification by his blood, then baptism by fire. And even the world has to go through the same 3 steps, praise the Lord, of redemption for you and me to come back to live here. Praise Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The prophets say the earth was an attribute of God because it was in the mind of God. As much as you are the attribute of God because you were in the mind of God. Praise Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The prophet said that God is not going to completely remove this earth, praise the Lord, or annihilate it, but he is going to change it. And he is not going to destroy you, but is going to change you. Praise the Lord. Remember that you will be changed in a twinkling of an eye. We are going to be to experience that change. Praise the Lord. That the Bible says that the dead in Christ will rise first. And then we which are alive shall be changed to meet the Lord in the air. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord, we even don't have to die. Praise the Lord. Remember that we are connected to this earth. When God created Adam and he took the dust out of his hand and made him, praise the Lord, that's why we go through the same process with the earth. Praise the Lord, because we are connected to this earth. Praise the Lord. With the earth, praise Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Jesus our Lord, who is the germ of life, was also made a part of this earth, praise the Lord, because he was, praise the Lord, that Mary who bore him, praise Jesus Christ, was connected to the earth too. He had the body that was connected to the earth. That's why he had to die too, praise Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Because the body he took was also of the earth. And when Jesus our Lord died on the cross, just the drop of his blood on this earth sanctified it. The earth, oh, praise God. Hallelujah. That's why when you hear, praise the Lord, when you hear his word, praise the Lord, his blood sanctifies you. When you get that experience, to you, young people, you may say, when I go to school, it's too hard to live a sanctified life. But what he promised, he will do it. Praise the Lord. I don't know how he will do it for you. Maybe in your prayer room, maybe in your church, maybe in school. But I believe God is leading us through it. And he is bound to fulfill his word. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This is not a lie, but it's reality. As the Bible says in Revelations, that these are not lies. These are reality. But if we can only see what he's already done, then we can experience it, and it becomes reality. Then it brings for the next steps of virtue. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus is going to prepare, praise the Lord, with his divine hands, a divine city, a divine architect, a divine predestinated people. He has gone prepare. Abraham was looking for that city, and he professed, praise the Lord, he was a stranger to this world. He looked for a city whose builder and maker was God. Remember that John saw that city coming down from heaven, but Abraham thought it must be on earth then. Praise the Lord. Why did Abraham think that? Praise Jesus Christ. Because he met Melchizedek, the king of that city. Hallelujah. That's why Abraham thought that city was on earth and gave him his tithes. Praise the Lord. And he had no father, no mother, no beginning of life, no ending of life. We know that this was Jesus who put on a body, praise the Lord, and appeared to his son Abraham. It's so wonderful of how the Lord does things, praise the Lord, like that. And Abraham died and still living on tents without seeing that city. Here we have no continuing city, but we are seeking for one to come, praise Jesus Christ. We know that this world will all pass away, but that great city will come. That's why the Bible says in Revelation chapter 21 that these words are faithful and true. Praise the Lord. That's why we have to anchor. We have to anchor our faith on this word, because this word will never pass away. But everything in this world shall fail. Everything will pass away. This world is going to be destroyed, praise Jesus Christ, for God's own children to come and live in it. The predestinated of God, who are predestined, who are foreknown of God before the foundation of the world, to come and live in this world. Praise Jesus Christ. What a lovely God he is. Praise Jesus Christ. And that time it will be just like a thought, praise the Lord, coming to reality. Praise Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You will see things that you didn't imagine. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus Christ. That's why glory has to be back to him. If it means living for God, live for him. Praise Jesus Christ. Praise him day and night. Worship him day and night. For that time is coming. Praise Jesus Christ. That there will be no sorrows, no pain, no tears, no heartaches. Praise the Lord. Nothing. Praise the Lord, that will stress you. Praise Jesus Christ. Because here we have no continuing city, but we are seeking for one to come. Praise Jesus Christ. We know that our God is real and he can never lie us. He promised all good things. He said he's going to come and pick you and take you to that place. He has gone to prepare a place for you and me. Praise Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I believe that place is so wonderful. Brother Branham saw that place. Praise the Lord. And he confessed to us that it was really good. He felt like not coming back here. Praise Jesus Christ. How wonderful it was. And how we long for that place. Because that is our home. We are strangers and pilgrims to this world. Praise the Lord. But we are seeking for a city to come. Praise Jesus Christ. We believe we will live in that city. May God add a blessing to his word. Let's just bow down our heads and have a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we come before your presence, Lord God. Father, Lord, in such moments, Father, when things seem hard on life, Jesus Christ, things seem hard, Lord Jesus Christ, winds of sorrow, Lord God, storms coming from every corner, Lord Jesus Christ, we look up to thee, Lord, where our strength cometh from, Lord Jesus Christ, where our joy cometh from. Lord, may bless your children, O Father, give strength to the weak. Comfort, Lord, those who are broken-hearted, Jesus Christ. Our Lord, heal the sick. Our Lord, may glory be back to thee. I pray and believe in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
God bless you, Bride of Jesus. God bless you, Bride of Jesus Christ. I'm Sister Gloria Okech from LCN Nairobi Tororo Church, and my pastor is Brother Ben Achut. Be blessed.
Well, I'm tired and so weary, but I must go alone. Calls me away, oh yes. Well, the morning is so bright, and Lamb is a light, and the night not as black as the sea. Oh yes, there'll be peace in the valley for me someday. There'll be peace in the valley for me. Oh Lord, I pray there will no sadness, no sorrow, no trouble I see. There will be peace in the valley for me. Oh yes. Well, the bear will be gentle, and the wolves will be tame, and the lamb shall lay down by the lamb. Oh yes, and the beast from the wild shall be led by a child. I'll be changed from this creature that I am. Oh yes, there'll be peace in the valley for me someday. There will be peace in the valley for me. Oh Lord, I pray there'll be no sadness, no sorrow, no trouble I see. There will be peace in the valley for me. Oh yes, there will be peace in the valley for me.
God bless you, bride. I welcome you this. God bless you, bride. I welcome you this evening to this exhortation once again. By names, I am Brother Matthew Okech from LOC in Nairobi, Tororo, and my pastor is Brother Ben Ashut. So tonight, before we go to the exhortation, let's have a word of prayer. Dear precious Heavenly Father, we come before your throne of mercy, Father, asking for grace as we read your word, that you may open it unto us. And Lord, may you bless the hearing, the hearers out there, Lord. We pray this all through Jesus Christ. Amen. So if you have your Bibles, you can turn with me to 1 John 5. We shall begin from verse 4. It says, "For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith." May God add a blessing in the reading of his word. So for a title tonight, Faith is Our Victory. Now we know many victories. For instance, in Second World War, Russia had victory over Germany. And we also read of Napoleon, who was born on the island of Corsica. And Napoleon rapidly rose through the ranks of military during the French Revolution. And after seizing political power in France, he crowned himself emperor. And a story is told that those days when women took their children to sleep, when they took them to bed, and the child was crying, the woman would tell the child, "Napoleon is going to get you." And that child would put his head under cover real quick, because Napoleon was so feared. And that was quite a victory for him. But now, victory of that type don't last, because it is not got right. You've got to get the you cannot get good out of wrong. You have got to play the rule of the game fair. And any one of you know that in any race, no matter if you arrive fast, but if you didn't play according to the rule of the game, you are disqualified right there. You have to play the rule right. Praise be the name of the Lord. And that's the way it is with human life. You can't play the rule of the game wrong and expect to win. You've got to play it according to God's word and the purpose that you're brought here for. Praise God. Now, there are so many people that don't seem to have any kind of purpose in life, especially in this day that we now live in. People just seem to think that all they have to do is to keep up with somebody else's fashion or with the fashions of the world. And some little girls, they'll go in school and see their fellow, probably put on short skirt and dress, and their ambition will be to pattern after that girl. And some of the women, they see it on television. And some certain lady come out and dress in a certain fashion, and their ambition is to dress and to act like that. Praise be to God. And that seems to be just about the limit of people's ambition, is to get a new job or to get a rise in your salary or to get a television or to get a car. Now, those things may all be right, but there is higher ambition in human life than just those things. And Christians should set their affections on high ambitions. Praise be to the name of the Lord. But Abraham said in the message, faith is our victory. I think it would pay us all well to sit down and wonder, why are we here in the first place? And ever who was kind enough to bring us here? We ought to consider and ask him what he would have us to do and the purpose of us coming to fulfill what he purposed for us. Praise be the name of the Lord. God wants to mold us and make us his masterpiece. Praise be to God. And Brother Abraham said, remember one day you're going to get to the end of this life's journey. I would advise you at this hour to prepare to meet the God that will have to meet you at that hour. You'll either meet him as a masterpiece that he worked on, or a floating piece of driftwood to go into your final destiny. So don't you use this life just to drift around and float around, but stand for every principle that Jesus Christ died for. Praise be to God. And Daniel, when he was taken down in Babylon, though he was going away from his home and was going to be a slave to another nation of people, but Daniel purposed in his heart, no matter what they did to him, he was not going to defile himself with the sins of Babylonian. Praise be to God. And we Christian, we need to be like Daniel, that would purpose in our heart. If I am a Christian, I am going to find out every divine blessing that belongs to me and claim it. If the Bible teaches that I can receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, I am going to stay on my knees till God gives me the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Praise be the name of the Lord. And Brother Branham told us of a story of a certain man by the name of Robinson. And he was a man of faith, and he got to hungering for the Holy Ghost because the Bible taught it. And it is said that one day he was plowing corn, and he stopped his animals and got down in the field of corn and said, God, if you don't give me the baptism of the Holy Ghost, then when you come back to earth, you'll find my bones laying right here. Praise be the name of the Lord. Now that is purposing in your heart. That is really getting to business. And when you get to that kind of purpose in your heart, God is going to open the windows of heaven and something has got to take place. Praise be the name of the Lord. But you've got to get to business with God and have a purpose and some gratitude for him saving you. And the Bible says, when Daniel had purpose in his heart, the devil had to make him prove it. But we found out that it is too good in the face of hungry lions. Praise be to the name of the Lord. And a man that ever comes to God and really down in his heart finds a settled faith, it will stand good in the face of death. It will stand good in the face of sickness, in the face of sorrow. It will stand good. for faith is the victory that overcomes the world. Praise be the name of the Lord. Now, one day, while Abraham was praying, no doubt he prayed through till he struck the hand of God. He did it by faith. Hallelujah. God, Abraham touched the hand of God, and in there, God gave him a revelation that there was a city whose builder and maker was God. And we read it in the Bible that all Abraham's life, he was a pilgrim and a stranger to this world. For his one ambition was to find that city whose builder and maker was God. He struck something, he caught God and a faith in that God that he foresaw the new Jerusalem. Praise be to the name of the Lord. And Abraham put his pack on his bag and became a wanderer. Not just floating about without any purpose. He had faith that there was a city whose builder and maker was God. An internal city. And Abraham's purpose in life to find that place. Praise be to God. And the Bible talks about Ruth, who was willing to forsake all her idols, forsake her past life, forsake her people, forsake everything, and returned with Naomi. No matter what the circumstance was, she was willing to go on. And that's the way every man that comes to Christ must be willing. Regardless of the circumstance, we are willing to go all the way. Praise be to the name of the living God. And God don't promise us a bed of roses, but he promises us grace sufficient for every trial. And if you're really born again in your heart, I don't care how the road gets, you are still going to hold on to God's unchanging heart, unchanging hand. Praise be to the name of the Lord. If your soul has been tormented by sin and doubt, and ups and downs, and frustration, just kneel down till you strike heaven. Hallelujah. Go beyond the sound barriers, then you'll have a purpose in life. You'll have a purpose in belonging to church. You'll have a purpose in what you are seeking for. Because we know that God is honest and God is true and God cannot lie. Praise be to God. But when you come to him, don't come with this attitude. Let me try it and see if it works. You will never get nowhere. But when you come with this kind of determination that you're tired of sin and of the world and of fields, and come to the living God with an anchor in your heart, then God is going to move. Praise be to God. And Brother Brahma said here in the message, faith is our victory, that now faith is a conqueror. Faith is an overcomer. Faith is the victory that overcomes the world. What does it do? It conquers. To conquer means to beat down, to override, to handcuff, to throw into prison. It means that the sin that once ruled you, you rule it now. Praise be to God. It means that you have overcome it. You have whipped it. You are greater than it is. Praise be to God. And faith is the victory that overcomes every curse of the devil. Faith is the victory. Faith in what? Not faith in your church. Not faith in your creed. Not faith in some man. But faith in Jesus Christ who made the promise. That's the victory. Praise be the name of the Lord. And the Bible says, when you pray, believe that you have received it and you will receive it. Amen. Now, when you can climb up to go unto God by prayer until you see the thing conquered under you, then there is nothing that can hurt you. Praise be to the name of the Lord. And then here Brother Branham says, the doctor tells you got a little appendix. It is all poison and it needs to be removed. Because you got confidence in the doctor, you'll accept operation. But we are afraid to let God take his operating word, his knife, sharper than two-edged sword, and operate us and tell us that our little foolishness is wrong and we have got to turn loose every shackle and sail towards God's eternal promise. Oh, if we will do that, Jesus will perform an operation upon our faith, taking away all the doubts, all the fears, and all the worries, all the sin, everything there is. Then when our faith is clearly operated, we come out a new creature. We are different then. Praise God. We need an operation. Can you trust Jesus for that operation? Can you believe him? Can you say, Lord, at thy word? As Mary said, be it unto me according to thy word. And that is the attitude of Christians. Not my will, O Lord, but thine be done. Praise be to the name of the Lord. Brethren, it is God's will to give you the kingdom, to make you fellow heirs with Jesus Christ. So have faith in God, for faith is the victory.
God bless you, God bless you. It is an honor and a blessing this wonderful day that the Lord has made. We be glad in it and rejoice. Our God is faithful. He has been so good in us this through the whole year. God is a wonderful God. This is Brother Eugene Odur from Nairobi Local Christian Assembly Church, Nairobi Tororo. It is a blessing. We thank God for this wonderful opportunity for our pastor Ben Achute for giving us this platform as young people to share the word of God, to encourage one another. It is a honor and it is a blessing. Let's start with a word of prayer. Precious Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this day, Abba Father. We give you glory and honor, Lord. We come before thy thee, Abba Father, Lord. Lord, as you're going, Lord, to read your holy word, Father, Lord, let us teach us, let us rebuke us, Lord, Father, according to your word, Abba Father, Lord, Jehovah, Lord. And let us encourage us, Father, Lord, Father. We depend on you, Lord. We believe on your word, Father, Lord. Your word is here and amen, Father, Lord. Father, Lord, be with us, Lord, as we going to encourage one another, Lord, through your word, Father. I pray and trust in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. It is a blessing and honor. For today we are going to read from the book of Mark chapter 10 from verse 17 to 21. Let's believe as we read the word of God. As Jesus started on his way, a man ran up to him and fell on his knees before him. Good teacher, he asked, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Verse 18, why do you call me good? Jesus answered, no one is good except God alone. You know the commandments, do not murder, do not commit adultery, do not steal, do not give false testimony, do not defraud, honor your father and mother. Verse 20, teacher, he declared, all this I have kept since I was a boy. Verse 21, Jesus looked at him and loved him. One thing you lack, he said, go sell everything you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me. Verse 22, as he finished, as the man's face fell, he went away sad because he had a great wealth. God bless you. This is a young man who came to Jesus. Very rich young man.
according to the word of God. And we see this young man was very rich. He went, he followed Jesus and asked him, "Good teacher, how can I inherit the eternal life?" We learn from this young man, this rich young man. He did everything according to the law. According to the law, which were the Ten Commandments. As the Word of God says that, he kept everything according to the law, but he lacked something in his life. And as a young man, he had everything that God blessed him with. This teaches us that when you serve God, we should do His will. We should not do our own will. When we are serving God, do not put more of your connection to the things of the world. As the Bible says that heaven and earth shall pass away, but His word shall remain forever and ever. It is better to be yoked to the word of God as a young man. It is better to be in a front line when serving the Lord rather than be yoked to the world, to the things of the world, to the matters of the world. Yes, as we young people, we have great visions, we have great dreams in life. It is good. The big question today is that, are you yoked to Christ? Are you yoked to His own will? To Christ Jesus, the King of kings and the Lord of lords, as the Bible says that every knee shall bow down to Him, every tongue shall confess He is the Lord of lords and the King of kings. This is a challenge to us. And this encourages us young people that we should serve God wholeheartedly, with our strength. You remember the story of Moses when he had young men like Joshua and Caleb. They served the Lord with all their heart. Even the Bible says they went to spy. And the Bible says that Joshua and Caleb came with a report. What report do you hear this wonderful day? What report do you believe on? Do you believe in the report of men of the world? Do you live in the report of men of this world? Or do you believe on the report of God? Hallelujah. Glory, glory to God. As young people, during this perilous time where there is a lot of deceptions left and right, there is a lot of deception that is going on. Which report do you believe on, my sister, my brother, where you are? I want to encourage you today, believe in His word. Be yoked to Christ, and Christ is the word of God. As the Bible says that Jesus told His disciples that, "Follow me." Hallelujah. "Follow me," told Peter. Follow me. Hallelujah. He told John, follow me. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let us follow Christ, because at this hour we are the epistle of Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord. I know there is a lot of challenges as we youth. We are going a lot. Maybe we are jobless. Maybe you don't have money. But trust in the Lord. The Bible says, blessed is the man who trusts into Jehovah. Hallelujah. As the word of God says that, he gives, is our provider, Jehovah Jireh. Hallelujah. So this wonderful evening, brethren, believe on Christ. He's the author and the finisher of our faith. Believe on him. Everything is in Christ. When you depend on God every day, every hour, God is a faithful God. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He changes not. The Bible says that God walked with Noah. He was no more. Hallelujah. I want to encourage you, my brother, my sister, walk with him. Walk with Christ. Hallelujah. Joshua walked with him. My brother, where you are, walk with him. Walk with Christ. And your life will never remain the same. God is a faithful God. He's a wonderful God. Hallelujah. So let us believe on Christ. Let us believe on him. We should not be yoked to the things of this world, to these patterns of this world. But let us believe on Christ. Let us live in righteousness. Let us live in spirit. Let us be prayerful. Let us pray for one another. Let us encourage one another in the word of God. Let us worship him. Let us praise him. Let our prayers, let our life be a living sacrifice to our Lord Jesus Christ. I want to encourage you that you should not believe on the things of the world, but believe on Christ Jesus. He's the same God. He's the who is and who is to come. Hallelujah. His promises are here and amen. Praise the living God. Thank you so much. God bless you. Amen.